Pascal says it has held 4 rubidium atoms in place using laser light generated on a photonic chip rather than light delivered from a bench of free space optics. 4 traps, 1 silicon nitride circuit, 4 atoms inside a quantum processing unit. The company calls it a world first, with a qualifier attached. What it, to its knowledge, believes to be a world first.
The bench is the thing worth understanding. A neutral atom processor parks each atom in a tightly focused beam called an optical tweezer, aimed to a fraction of a micron. Today, that means lenses, mirrors, and acousto-optic deflectors bolted to a vibration-isolated table and aligned by hand. It does not shrink as you add atoms.
So the chip is meant to replace the table. What did they actually measure?
One figure. Atom lifetime. Roughly 27.5 seconds, which Pascal describes as in line with its existing bulk optic systems. No gate fidelity, no crosstalk, no atom loss rate, no wavelength. And it is a company announcement, not a preprint or a peer-reviewed paper.
And their own benchwork is far larger. In Physical Review Applied in 2024, a team including co-founders Antoine Brouwers and Thierry Lahaye trapped single rubidium atoms across up to 2,088 sites and rearranged an 828-atom target array.
And that was theirs. The chip did 4.
4. On the way to a machine they say will hold 10,000.
Pascal claims the optical footprint could shrink by as much as 50 times, and that silicon nitride runs through commercial foundries already. Worth noting the timing. Its form F4 was declared effective by the SEC on the 5th of August. The trapping announcement landed 5 days later.
The number worth waiting for is not a bigger atom count. It is the first 2-qubit gate fidelity measured on chip-generated light.
Thanks for listening. I was Bob. And the bench is still on the table.
I was Alice. Glad to have read the figure rather than the framing. See you on the next one.